it's Lee Salisbury here. Welcome to a very special week of Soap from the Box, celebrating the return of Neighbours to Amazon Freevee. All week, we have interviews with some of the biggest stars, not only in front of the camera, but behind the camera as well. Remember, there are over 90 episodes of Soap from the Box to listen to right now. So when you've enjoyed this week's spectacular, settle down and listen to some of them. Enjoy today's. Basically, the tables are going to turn and someone's going to interview me. And what a better person. She's been on the podcast before. She's an amazing person. She was also in Neighbours. Cherie Murphy, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm really well, thank you. Really good.
And first of all, we have to chat. I mean, I'm asking everyone this. I mean, it's mad that Neighbours is now back. It ended and it's back, which, I mean, it's kind of a first ever that a show basically ends, has everyone back that's ever been in it, and then it comes back again.
I know. It was actually a bit of, I mean, I felt really sad when it was, coming off air, because it was such an iconic soap and, like, literally reminds me of my childhood, everything. And I think a lot of people felt like that, you know, almost like a death, wasn't it? It was coming off. But then when the announcement was made that it's coming back, it was like, wait, what? This is amazing. So good. So, yeah, no, I'm really excited that, the whole, you know, everything's back, production's back, and it's going to be back on our screens.
And I think the exciting thing, and I don't know what you think about this, is this the way for soaps to go? Basically, what they're doing now is it's not going to be forever running. They're going to do it as seasons so they can have breaks, which I think is quite clever, because then you can move on, because the show has moved on 2 years story terms from when it left. And I think our soaps, if they did seasons, you then haven't got to keep going. Do you mean you could actually have story breaks and start things afresh?
I think that is such a good idea. Such a good idea. And it'd be interesting to see if any of our soaps, you know, do the same sort of thing. Because I do think it's the way to go. Because I think a lot of people love to binge television, don't they? Like binge watch a series and then have a little break from it. And then when you really look forward to the next season. So, and like you said, storylines can move on and progress and you don't have to see any of that. But, you know, they can do flashbacks. It's so open-ended, isn't it?
It might attract different kinds of actors as well, I think. You know, if you could probably get, I'm not saying that, obviously, I always champion soap actors, but because obviously Misha Barton is in Neighbours at the moment, the new Neighbours. Which is amazing, but that's probably because, again, they can sign you up for even though you can do a specific storyline in soap, kind of doesn't work like that, does it, when you get contracted?
No, I think it's much more attractive to lots of different actors. So I think it's such a good idea.
Listen up, soaps. Right, well, quickly, this is all on the Cherie podcast. You can listen to one of the early ones from series one. There's 90 now, obviously, that you can listen to. Right. But you played English a businesswoman, one of the best names in soap, Dakota Davis. It says online from 2014 to 2018, but you weren't in it for 4 years, were you?
No, I wasn't. Only about four. I think so. They've got that wrong. So yeah, no, I did it. I moved to Australia for a bit, and the producer phoned my agent and said, first time around when we was in Australia, would Cherie like a part in Neighbours? We've got this character, blah 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 blah. Anyway, I couldn't. I was heavily pregnant at the time, and I was going back to the UK. But when I went back to Australia again, I got the phone call saying, actually, we've got a different character that we would love her to play. Would she be interested? And I was like, hell yes. So yeah, it was great. It was like pinch me moment, you know, standing in Lasseter's, kissing Paul Robinson and then smacking him around the face, like typical soap. But it was, I felt a real honour to be a part of such an iconic show.
And it is, because it's in our generation. It was so huge when we were younger. It is mad. Well, you actually went there and filmed as well. So it must have been mad going. I mean, the same with any big show that you watch on telly. It must have been mad going to the set.
Yeah, definitely. It was really surreal. So when I went to meet the producer, he showed me round. And I was just like, oh, my God. I mean, obviously, I've been on sets before and I know how they sort of should look. But I think when you've been such a fan of a certain show, and then you're actually standing on the set, it's so surreal. But like I said, everyone, you know, doing a soap, I've done two soaps in the UK, Hollyoaks and Emmerdale. And it was run exactly the same. It was like, you know, we work over here on our soaps. It was exactly the same. The crew were all lovely. The cast were amazing. And yeah, I really, really enjoyed my time on it. It was brilliant.
And Stefan was on this show as well. And he's just brilliant, isn't he? I mean, again, a living kind of legend of soap. Well, obviously, Ian Smith, Harold Bishop kicked off this week, yesterday. And that, it was just amazing speaking to him. I mean, it's just, again, I don't think in Australia, because it was never as big, they kind of still, some of the actors don't realise how much it's loved here.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I've got so many friends that have watched it from day dot and still, you know, they watched it right to the end. So yeah, that is, it's such a massive show. It's over here, it's so massive. Funny enough, in Australia, it's not that big.
No, I know, it's not as big. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not as big, which I find like quite bizarre. But yeah, no, it's much more popular over here, definitely.
So, well, the tables are turned. You can. I just thought we'd do this because obviously I've directed some of the scenes that are coming back, and I just thought, well, people keep asking me questions, so I thought, well, it's best just to get someone to ask me the questions. So
yeah,
I'll hand over to you.
Yes, yeah, so I remember when you told me that you'd got a call and said, you know, that they've asked me to do some directing on Neighbours. How, you know, what was it like when you did it? And I was like, oh God, everyone was lovely, you know, great. But I don't, how was it when you get a call like that, you know, from such iconic shows? Because you've done, you know, loads of shows now and soaps. What was it like when you got the call from Neighbours?
It was still mad. And it's thanks to this podcast, actually, because so many people listened to it over there that's when they decided to come over here to do some scenes, obviously. And you've done that before as well, apart from being over there.
Yeah.
You did some scenes in London. And I think out of all the directors, basically, because people in the office and stuff were listening to this podcast, they were like, well, let's try Lee. And I remember I was filming something else at the time. And I thought it was a bit of a joke, you know, like, hi, it's, yeah. It was Chris, the production manager from Neighbours. We were wondering if you wanted to do it. I was like, yeah. And it was, I thought, oh God, it's a job interview, but it was just offered to me. So that was the first time, yeah, with Amanda Holt, that, you know, it was all secret. Gemma Donovan's character was coming over, or she was coming over in real life. And they just thought, why not film a bit of a storyline? So that's how it happened. And then they went on to tell me Amanda Holden was going to be in it.
Oh, wow. I know. Well, so Gemma Donovan is Jason Donovan's daughter. And was it her first scenes that she was doing then for Neighbours?
No. She'd been in it quite a while. It was actually near the end of her reign, actually. So she was well experienced. You know, I was, I suppose, a bit nervous meeting her just because, again, Jason is so, you know, tied into it that you just think, oh, you know, she'll report back to Jason. So I need to be good. And then knowing Amanda Holden was going to be in it, you know, she's actually a person that I really respect as an actress. I think she's really great. And also, you know what it's like. You meet someone new, you hear things and you think, oh God, she's one of our biggest stars. Is she going to be a nightmare? You know, because drama's so fast. She was absolutely lovely. Reminded me of Barbara Windsor and the fact that anyone that said hello, she was like, hello, you know, time for everyone.
Yeah,
that made it a bit better because she was so nervous as well. Do you know what I mean? I was nervous, even though we went on set. You are like, God, this is we're doing Neighbours, and we didn't have a big team. It was kind of quite a low budget for the scenes here, so we were kind of like a documentary unit, really filming. So it was weird because it wasn't like doing soap, but then you go, this is going to be on Neighbours. So yeah, it's mad.
That was, so that must be quite nerve-wracking then, because like you say, you don't have the big production behind you. So, you know, that's what you're normally used to if you are on set on such an established show. So were you a bit nervous about that, or what the, because suppose you send all over and did you have to do the edit, or did they
No,
do it
they just
you?
Edited it. No, they edited it. So I think, you know what, because of my documentary experience, because I do factual TV as well, actually that's, I'm used to working like that. So I think that's what they knew about me as well. So I'm not just used to having a million people, I'm actually used to scheduling and doing all of that stuff myself. Do you know what I mean? So actually, that's, I think, why they chose me as well, because I don't need really a first and a second and a third and all of that. So I think that kind of, you know, it was it, although it's lovely to have all those people.
Yeah.
It worked.
Yeah. That's great. So that was the first time you directed for Neighbours. So now every time that they're in London, are you now going to be their sort of main director?
At the moment, I've seemed to have been. I got called back to do the finale, which we thought was the finale. Yeah. Obviously, it wasn't. So I did just a few scenes with Natalie Imbruglia and Holly Valance, which again was incredible because I'd met Holly before, but not Natalie. And like you, you're just like, oh my God, these people were part of my growing up. And just to be included, just to know that I had stuff in the final ever episode, what we thought at the time was great. And then... Yeah. Yeah, obviously now I've got stuff on, which was probably the most exciting ever of stuff I've done, which I've had to keep secret for months. It's so good that I don't now.
I know. I was going to say, how much can you tell us about what you've been doing recently?
So obviously people are probably watching it now. I'm watching it along with the people here. So I don't know where I filmed. Basically got a call, Guy Pearce and Annie Jones, who play Mike and Jane. Oh. Obviously the series ended with them as the love story. And then they were obviously, it's come back and they were like, oh, because obviously Guy Pearce is quite a busy man, so couldn't come back full time. So they had to have a way of having him back. And obviously, I think everyone knows he's probably not going to stay. But how does he leave? Like, will it be a happy ending, a sad ending? So that was interesting for me reading the script. You know, you're flicking through the pages going, and it's a really nice, it's a nice, heartbreaking at times, but funny story.
Okay. Oh, so there's lots to look forward to. What was Guy like? Because I've been like a big fan. I mean, obviously, I loved him in Neighbours when I was younger, but you've gone on to do so many like massive movies in Hollywood. Was he down to earth? What was he like?
He was. I was, again, so nervous. I mean, probably, again, probably the most famous actor I've worked with, you know, who's done some of my favourite films ever, Memento, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, LA Confidential, you know, like, incredible films and an incredible actor. And what I'm always nervous about is, you know, knowing someone so incredible, you know, what, how much will they expect from me? Actually worked very much like me. He was very into every scene, wanted to chat it through, which I'm like, but genuinely so down to earth, really fun. Not what, you know, just, you know, nicer than some of the actors I've worked with over here that haven't done much, you know, so it just, he was amazing. And that chemistry between them, for me, the best part was hearing the stories, you know, at lunch about the old times. And that's when I was sat there just going, this is incredible. It's Mike and Jane. Do you know what I mean? My two of my favourite people from Neighbours ever.
Did they, as Guy and Annie, you know, obviously they worked together, you know, years ago. Did they always keep in touch, or is this, you know, Neighbours brought them back together, being in touch again, or if they
I mean, they live quite apart, but what it was joyful to find out was, like, you know, Jason is still really good friends with Guy, Kylie, Annie, they're all still that youngster group that were like the young'uns in the show. They are still very much in touch with each other. They just don't promote it. So they don't, which I love, you know, so I was kind of like, oh, that's brilliant. They're all still really in touch, especially Jason and Guy, I think, are really, really good friends. So, and I remember my favourite moment, we had to do a scene where Guy had to use my phone, pretending it was his phone or Mike's phone, and we needed to save a screensaver, and it wanted Mike and his daughter on it. And he said, oh, well, just quickly grab my number and then I'll send you it. And I was still there thinking, oh my God, I've got Guy Pearce's number. You know, it's mad, isn't it? We work in telly, but sometimes you still have those moments of being just a fanboy.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's what's so nice about, I mean, I suppose, getting the inside info when you work with such big stars, or, you know, if like as an actor or like a director like you, it's, you know, or as a fan, it's always nice to know sort of bits of gossip and
just Hollywood's exactly the same as what we do. You know, there's nice people, there's not nice people, the stress is in, like, you know, but just it's nice to, for me, it was just nice again to be a part of history, to be a part of this week, it coming back. And, you know, I was probably more nervous to meet Annie, to be honest, just because Jane, playing Jane Superbrain, was one of my favourite people ever. And we got on really, really well as well. So I went out at Cyber there to meet her the first time, and kind of, she's quite nervous as a person, actually. I really want her on this podcast, but she's quite a private person, so she doesn't really do interviews and stuff. But getting you know, spending a few days with them, I'll treasure forever.
Oh, wow. So is there anything you can tell us? Like, I know you said it might be a bit emotional, the storyline, or it is a bit emotional. And is there anything, any sort of little snippets you can give away?
Oh, really? We all had to sign NDAs, which, you know, so I get sued. All I can say is it looked stunning. Where we filmed was absolutely stunning. You'll go on a journey with Mike and Jane. And I think, I don't know. Will people be happy at the end? I just think, there is one scene in particular that is just that I was crying as we filmed it. And I'm not saying it's either happy or sad, but their acting ability, because I thought they stole the end of Neighbours anyway. Their chemistry together was something magical to be around. You know, when you just the love they have for each other offset is incredible. So watching that in motion with a good script, which it was incredible. So just, I would say to everyone, just watch for weeks and weeks and weeks and Fred, because this goes over quite a few weeks, I think, and it's worth seeing.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Well, listen, it's been amazing to have you back on. Thank you for coming. And I can't, everyone's listening going, well, I haven't learned much, but I suppose just to say, But yeah, just to know that, you know, those little bits, all I would say is what's fun on set is when you eat lunch with people and you talk, you know, you just, what you realize is people are just normal and brilliant. I mean, that's the nicest thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's what you want to hear. You just want to hear that people were nice and normal, and it just makes it all the more better, doesn't it? So,
yeah.
But no, you can't give away too much, but it sounds like it's going to be amazing. So
it's going to be amazing. And who knows whether Dakota Davis might make a reappearance.
You never know. I mean, she's still out there.
She's still out there somewhere. I mean, people, you know, Cindy Bill's back in EastEnders and she was dead. So it doesn't matter if you're even still out there.
Well, fingers crossed, if they do find Dakota again, we get to work together.
Oh, that'd be brilliant, wouldn't it? How exciting would that be? Yeah. With Guy Pearce again. All right. Well, it's been lovely to speak to you again, Cherie.
And you, as always. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining me for another episode of Soap from the Box, celebrating the return of Neighbours to Amazon Freevee. If you've not joined yet, sign up and watch some massive things to come from the show. Remember, there's over 90 episodes of Soap from the Box to download and listen to right now.